This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Testimony Thursday in the impeachment inquiry undercut the main line of U.S. President Trump's defense. AP's Ed Donahue.
Former National Security Council advisor Fiona Hill says EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland was operating outside official diplomatic channels in Ukraine and was involved in a domestic political errand for President Trump.
I did say to him, Ambassador Sondland, Gordon, I think this is all going to blow up, and here we are.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says the testimony doesn't change the facts.
No, facts are on the president's side. The truth is on the president's side.
Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he could resist no more going down the path of impeachment.
This president believes he is above the law, beyond accountability.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The White House and Senate Republicans are gearing up for a Senate impeachment trial. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The White House and Senate Republicans are preparing for a Senate impeachment trial. Two people familiar with the session tell the Associated Press Republican senators were at the White House Thursday to discuss strategy. One aide says the meeting lasted about an hour. President Donald Trump also had lunch with a different group of Republican senators. On Capitol Hill, GOP Senator John Kennedy told reporters,
"When it gets to the Senate, we're going to do it right.
Republicans control the Senate 53-47. 51 votes are needed to acquit the president in an impeachment trial. Mike Gracia, Washington.
One of the Islamic State's most feared affiliates has suffered a significant setback, though U.S. officials have cautioned reports the terror group was obliterated or overblown. U.S. officials confirmed Thursday that the Islamic State Khorasan, as the terror group's Afghan affiliate is called, collapsed in the country's eastern Nangarhar province following months of fighting. A senior counterterrorism official told VOA that surrendered Islamic State fighters said that they were told to leave Nangarhar for Kunar province, where they assess the group still remains. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump says that he wants U.S. tech giant Apple to use its talent and financial capital to help develop telecommunications infrastructure for a 5G wireless network in the United States. He made those comments while visiting an Apple plant in Austin, Texas. VOA's Michelle Quinn.
Amid the months-long trade war with China, Trump and Apple CEO celebrated Apple making something in the U.S.
This part, he doesn't have to worry about tariffs. When you build in the United States, you don't have to worry about tariffs.
Chinese factories make most of Apple's products and components, which are subject to U.S. tariffs when they come into this country. But several months ago, Apple won a tariff exemption for some computer parts and said it would keep production of its newly designed Mac Pro at the manufacturing plant in Austin, Texas. The visit highlights the impact of tariffs even on manufacturing jobs in the U.S. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, San Francisco.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has led the country for 13 years, has been indicted by the country's top prosecutor on charges of bribery, fraud, breach of trust, and an investigation the leader has called an attempted coup. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The prime minister is accused of wrongfully accepting $264,000 in gifts from business tycoons and giving favors in return for favorable media coverage. He could face up to 10 years in prison. He's under no legal obligation to resign at this point, and he's always denied any wrongdoing, but it comes as the country is already facing the prospect of its third election in less than a year. Because Netanyahu wasn't able to form a coalition government, and then his main rival, Benny Gantz, also failed to do so.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. The world economy risks entering an extended period of low growth if nations do not take urgent action to address many factors. That's according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development on Thursday. In its quarterly assessment of the global economy, the OECD predicts growth will not accelerate next year and only moderately in 2021. OECD Chief Economist Lawrence Boone said at a Paris news conference that they project growth to stabilize at low levels, but their main fear is that it's here to stay. He said the growing uncertainty stems from recently erected trade barriers, a lack of adequate investment to mitigate climate change, and high-impact political developments like Brexit. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.